This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are honored to speak with former Florida Senator and Governor Bob Graham. And we're going to talk today about choosing our legacy, and that's understanding Amendment 1. Bob, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the chance to talk with you and your listeners about what I consider to be one of the most important issues for the future of Florida, the protection of our water supply.
So this is coming up on the November ballot, and it's Amendment 1. Can you tell us what it's about?
For almost 50 years, Florida's had a program that funded the acquisition of important environmental lands, much of which has been lands to protect water sources such as lakes and rivers. That funding authority expired a couple of years ago, and since that time, the program to protect our water supplies has virtually evaporated. Amendment 1 would restore the program using the same funding source that has been used in the past, which is a percentage of the tax that is paid for each real estate transaction in Florida, and will allow the program to continue at the same level that it's been for almost a half a century. It will be constitutionally protected. People of Florida, if they vote for Amendment 1, can have confidence that the money will be used exclusively for the purposes of land and water protection.
So this is not a new tax. It won't increase taxes whatsoever. It's just an existing documentary tax.
Yes, this tax has been in place for many years, and it has been used for this purpose for many years. This would continue it for another 20 years.
And why is it important to us?
Well, it's important because there's nothing more crucial to the future of Florida and the quality of life and its economic development than to assure that we have an adequate source of quality fresh water. We used to take this for granted. Florida is a state that gets lots of rain. We have some big rivers. Nobody thought that we'd ever be in a place that would be worried about the availability of good water. Well, that time has now arrived, and you saw it last summer in the Indian River Lagoon area, where massive amounts of highly polluted water were being discharged into the St. Lucie Canal and the Caloosahatchee River, causing tremendous damage on both the Atlantic coast and the Gulf coast. The funds from this program will be part of the solution to the specific issue of Indian River Lagoon and the larger issue of Everglades restoration.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you so much for talking with us today, and we look forward to seeing you on August 28th right here on the Florida Tech campus. And thanks for all of your efforts in terms of Florida conservation and keeping water for future generations here.
Terry, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you and a lot of your friends when we're on the FIT campus on August 28th and have a chance to talk about the future of our great state and how that future will be enhanced if we are able to say to our children and grandchildren, we've taken the necessary actions to assure that you'll always have a access to high-quality water and all the benefits that flow from that.
You can learn more about Amendment 1 on August 28th, 6:30 p.m., Gleason Performing Arts Center here on the Florida Tech campus. Reserve your seat at no cost. Register at http://amendment1.eventbrite.com.